This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. It's very sad to see the reports of all the children dying from the flu after receiving flu shots. This is what's happening across America today. You've seen the reports, I'm sure, of children dying from the flu and many adults and senior citizens dying from the flu as well. They say this year's flu strain is particularly virulent and deadly to some people. But what the media isn't telling you is how many of these people have received flu shots. And the way you know this, by the way, is if all the people dying were unvaccinated, the headlines would scream, "Unvaccinated children dying from the flu," right? The headlines would say, "Oh, flu shot gives bulletproof immunity to children whose lives are saved." But you don't see those headlines. The reason you don't see them is because many of the children dying from the flu are children who were vaccinated with the flu shot. And if you really look closely at the CDC and even the pharma industry propaganda on the flu shot, turns out that this year's flu shot is explained by the industry itself to be 10% effective. 10%. So for every one person that receives protection from the flu from this year's vaccine, according to the vaccine industry itself, 9 people receive no protection. But of course, those 9 people still get all the side effects, or at least the potential for the side effects. They get the aluminum, the mercury that's still in some flu shots, whatever ingredients, antibiotics, other unlisted, unlabeled chemicals that are in flu shots, they get all that. So you get all the negative side effects, but no protection. But it's actually worse than that. You see, many of the, not just kids, but people dying from the flu this year are people who had flu shots in previous years. Because as we covered at vaccines.news, there's a scientific study that found that people who receive flu shots have weakened immunity in subsequent years. In other words, even if the flu shot is, let's say, 100% effective this year, it's going to make you more vulnerable to the flu strain in the following years. And why does it do that? You might wonder, why? If flu shots work, how can they make you weaker in the following years? The answer is because your immune system sort of, this is a metaphor, but it sort of needs practice. It needs exposure to real live viruses in order to build strong immune responses. And I'm not recommending that you run out and expose yourself to every virus in the world, although that's kind of what I do. I mean, and I never get the flu, and I go out, you know, I shake people's hands, I do public speaking from time to time and so on. So I'm around people, but I never get sick. Why is that? Well, because I don't get the flu shot and I'm exposed to the full strength viruses in the wild. My body builds immunity, in other words, antibody responses, automatically in what's called an asymptomatic response, which means you're not showing symptoms of the flu, but your body is building an antibody response. In other words, I've, quote, had the flu virus, but I've not had flu symptoms. If you were to test my blood, in other words, you would find antibodies for all the viral strains that have been circulating for the past, you know, 10, 20 years. How did I build all those antibodies if I never got flu shots? See, this is the question the media doesn't want you to ask. How do you build antibodies without a flu shot? Well, the answer is you do what all your ancestors did for hundreds of thousands of years, because flu shots only came around, what, let's say in the last, you know, less than a century, okay? And what did people do to survive before that? Well, they had immune systems. You don't need a flu shot to have immunity. It's the biggest aha that the media hopes you never find out. You don't need a flu shot to have immunity. In fact, you're born with everything you need to be immune to the flu. All you have to do is have exposure coupled with a strong immune response, and you will have antibodies built up in your system without showing any symptoms of the flu. You'll never, quote, get sick, even though you have antibodies to the flu. That's the situation that I have, and many, many others, millions of other people have as well. And who gets sick every year from the flu? Seems like it's the people who get the flu shots, doesn't it? Ask around. Ask your family or friends, find out who's getting sick and ask them if they got a flu shot. You'll be shocked to find very high correlation. We should do a scientific study on this, right? And get the actual correlation coefficient for that. That would be fascinating. But just in a general sense, you'll find people who get flu shots tend to get the flu. And people who don't get flu shots, if they don't take care of their health, yeah, they can get the flu too. But if they do take care of their health and have decent nutrition and so on, then they will tend to not get the flu. So you see, this is more than just a binary decision. The media wants you to believe this is just a vaccine or no vaccine. Those are your only two options. That's what they want you to believe. That's nonsense. You have all kinds of other options, such as, hey, boost your vitamin C intake, boost your zinc intake, take antiviral medicinal herbs or adaptogenic herbs, take vitamin D, which activates your immune system so that it can fight off the flu more efficiently. You can get more sleep. You can reduce your chronic stress. You can reduce your exposure to toxic chemicals. All of these things are things that you can do to boost your immune response and, in essence, create immunity to the flu using, you know, exploiting or leveraging your natural immune system technology. It's nanotechnology. You were born with it. It's part of your DNA. You know, for someone to say that you're not born with an immune system unless you get a vaccine is such quackery and pseudoscience. It's astonishing. Of course you're born with an immune system, or your parents wouldn't have survived long enough to procreate. All your ancestors have immune systems, or they would have died too. It's funny because scientists like to say they believe in evolution and survival of the fittest, but then when it comes to your immune system, they somehow think that doesn't apply, like you're born today as a weakling and you have to have all these injections to survive. No, you are the product of tens of thousands of generations of natural selection, survival of the fittest, human evolution. You have an amazingly powerful immune system that, believe it or not, every single one of your ancestors used to survive. Otherwise, you wouldn't exist. But scientists don't want to talk about that. No, all of a sudden, survival of the fittest doesn't count when it comes to vaccines and immunity. They want to say you're born deficient, that you're born in, let's say, medical sin. You're born into medical sin, and the only way to find forgiveness is to be injected with a flu shot every year, plus 100 other vaccines they want to give you. This is the cult of vaccinology. It's scientism. This is a medical mythology at work. It's like you can't have it both ways. Either you believe in survival of the fittest, evolution, and natural selection, or you believe that everybody needs a vaccine in order to be healthy. You can't hold both beliefs at the same time. It's a contradiction. But obviously the vaccine industry abandons science and contradicts itself all the time, which is sort of the point here. In any case, I'm sad that so many children are dying across the country when it's not necessary. If their parents would just listen to this podcast or read natural news, they perhaps could have saved the lives of their children. But instead, they were listening to CNN or reading the New York Times or listening to their brainwashed doctor, and sadly, their child is dead. Didn't have to happen that way. People just need accurate, honest information about how to build natural immunity and survive exposure in the wild to all these viral strains. And no, vaccines are not the answer for the flu. You can read more about all this at vaccines.news or hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And no, I haven't been vaccinated for decades. I can't even remember. When was the last time I was vaccinated? I don't know. 30 years ago now? I honestly don't even remember. Don't know. And I never get sick. So there you go. Try it. You'll see. It really works. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. and we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.